October 2016 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the October 2016 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlight: Joy is key to our spiritual survival. When the focus of our lives is on God's plan of salvation and Jesus Christ and His gospel, we can feel joy regardless of what is happening or not happening in our lives. His joy is constant, assuring us that our affliction shall be but a small moment and be consecrated to our gain. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 121, Verse 7. As in all things, Jesus Christ is our ultimate exemplar, who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Think of that. In order for Him to endure the most excruciating experience ever endured on earth, our Savior focused on joy. If we look to the world and follow its formulas for happiness, we will never know joy. Joy is a gift for the faithful. President Russell M. Nelson, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Joy and Spiritual Survival, Ensign, November 2016, pages 82, 83, and 84. Prophetic Promise: Two things that faith cannot do. 1. Our Father in heaven will not force anyone to choose the path of righteousness. God did not force His own children to follow Him in the premortal world. How much less will He force us now as we journey through this mortal life? God will invite, persuade. God will reach out tirelessly with love and inspiration and encouragement. But God will never compel. That would undermine His great plan for our eternal growth. 2. Faith cannot force our will upon God. We cannot force God to comply with our desires, no matter how right we think we are or how sincerely we pray. No, the purpose of faith is not to change God's will, but to empower us to act on God's will. Faith is trust. Trust that God sees what we cannot and that He knows what we do not. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, Fourth Floor, Last Door, Ensign, November 2016, pages 16 and 17. Becoming a Better Member Missionary. President Thomas S. Monson said in the October 2013 General Conference, "Now is the time for members and missionaries to come together. The Lord will assist us in our labors if we will act in faith to fulfill His work." Two apostles encouraged us to become better member missionaries. Use the November 2016 issue or visit conference.lds.org to read what they said. See Neil L. Anderson, A Witness of God, page 35. See Dallin H. Oaks, Sharing the Restored Gospel, page 57. Extend charity to others. Jesus Christ is the perfect embodiment of charity. We want to use the light of the gospel to see others as the Savior does, with compassion, hope, and charity. The day will come when we will have a complete understanding of others' hearts and will be grateful to have mercy extended to us, just as we extend charitable thoughts and words to others. Our obligation and privilege is to embrace improvement in everyone as we strive to become more like our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jean B. Bingham, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. I will bring the light of the gospel into my home. Ensign, November 2016, pages 6 and 8. Conference Stories, Turning Points. Use the November 2016 issue or visit conference.lds.org to read what changed these lives. What did President Henry B. Eyring learn about the Aaronic priesthood when he was a priest? See, that he may become strong also, page 75. What did Elder Dale G. Renlund learn about repentance when he was 12? See, Repentance, A Joyful Choice, page 121. How did Elder Gary E. Stevenson gain his testimony of the Book of Mormon? See, Look to the Book, Look to the Lord, page 44. What did Elder Craig C. Christensen do as a seminary student that changed the way he reads the Book of Mormon? See, A Choice Seer Will I Raise Up, page 27. To read, watch, or listen to general conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of the section, October 2016 Conference Notebook. Read by Dwayne Case.